Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WIPR senior news analyst and columnist for The Daily Record. My guest is Andy Green, the editorial page editor of the Baltimore Sun. Andy, it seems like a new epoch, actually, the departure of soon-to-be-departed Senator Mikulski. What's your immediate idea of what this means?
Yeah, a lot of the conversation is focused immediately on who will replace her, which is, of course, going to be an interesting story. But let's not forget for a minute that Barbara Mikulski is a really interesting story in and of herself. She is Baltimore through and through, came from humble background, in Southeast Baltimore, considered being a nun at one point, became a social worker, and really just got involved in politics in a very grassroots way in trying to stop this highway from being built through some of the historic neighborhoods in downtown and Southeast Baltimore. And from that, a great career was launched. She won a seat on the city council and has been in public life for 40-some years now with a tremendous list of accomplishments.
Well, one of the things that she accomplished right out of the box was her ability. I think she recognized that she had an ability to communicate with people. Mm-hmm. And I think we need to make a list of some of the great quotes. The one that came to me yesterday was that when she talked about her last campaign, it was going to be a high-tech and high-touch campaign.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she has a wonderful verbal dexterity about her and a great wit and a willingness to be self-deprecating in a way that I think we don't see enough of in politics. She certainly played politics as a full-contact sport. But she did it in such a way that you couldn't help but being entertained by what she said. And I think that takes the edge off a lot of she was certainly a very strong Democrat. She believed in progressive causes very strongly. She advocated very strongly, and she fought for her constituents very strongly, but did so in such a way that didn't ever come across as nasty.
Well, she started out making a speech on behalf of the ethnic neighborhoods of Baltimore, where she mm-hmm. was working, as you say, as an organizer. And, the lines were something like, the people that I know and that I talk to every day are tired of being thought of as dullards and racists. Mm-hmm. So she started out really speaking Baltimorean, Baltimoreese to Baltimoreans.
And she never lost that. She spoke Baltimoreese, or continues to speak Baltimoreese on the floor of the Senate, and has been really effective on causes that she found important, in particular a lot of issues related to, equal pay for women, access to health care for women, domestic violence, but not just those issues, others as well, dealing with kind of pocketbook bread and butter issues for families.
The Lilly Ledbetter equal pay
was
law.
A tremendous accomplishment of hers and one a long time coming.
Well, don't you think that's really going to be the sort of focus of her legacy, that what she did by making life in politics safe for women?
Certainly. She was a real mentor to many, many women in Congress and continues to be. That'll be a tremendous legacy. She'll be remembered in the state for her incredible constituent service and just as a politician of and for the people.
Andy, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks, Fraser.
For Andy Green, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station.